This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
And put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, well, they're out and about, and boy, are they proud of themselves. Yes, this is the radio show that takes on the totalitarians and totalitarianism. Yeah, I know it's got a strange introduction. I mean, what is this business about totalitarianism? And, you know, why aren't we giving you the weather report or what the traffic situation is in your little town right now? Because we're not one of those kind of radio shows. No, we're very proud and out and about to be the mainstream media for the future. Yeah, we're known as the new stream media. No longer is there a mainstream media. I mean, we're beating them down with sticks. I mean, it's just absolutely getting to be a huge beatdown on the mainstream media. No matter how many apps they come up with or whatever, it's the new stream media that's bringing you the real news and information. And by the way, fact check everything we say. We encourage that because we know we live in an environment of where fact checking comes in. A little bit later on in the hour, we're going to be talking about fact-checking the Pope, a Jesuit or non-Jesuit? What about the vows that the Jesuits take? A big, big controversy about the Pope. Well, I don't know. There's always a controversy about the Pope now, isn't there? Just depending upon what part of the world you're from. Anyway, but the grim news coming from Easter Sunday is in Pakistan. Now, we reported in the last hour 65 dead. That death toll has now risen to 72. Yes, the Easter Day massacre, killing 72 Christians in Pakistan. Now, this is also clarifier. We reported that this was an ISIS attack. Apparently, this is an Al-Qaeda attack. Now, I don't know if you can say there's much difference between Al-Qaeda and ISIS if you're here in America. You really can't. Both are under the thumb of the Muslim Brotherhood, right? And as we know, the Muslim Brotherhood, its current address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We call it ISIS headquarters. We can call it Al-Qaeda headquarters. We know that President Barack Hussein Obama, whose sympathies lie clearly with ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, it was the president's policies, at minimum, that came out with the creation of, well, ISIS. I mean, the facts are pretty clear that it was his policies of providing arms and weapons and so on to the Syrian rebels in opposition to Assad. And by the way, it originally turned out it was going to be the Syrian Free Army. Let's, you know, a little bit of a history check. So those of you that, when I go out here and I start pontificating about this president and his formation of ISIS, along with Hillary Rodham Clinton, we can't forget that, Benghazi, that's what that was all about. Those ISIS fighters, the president's army, headquartered at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, with the help of Al-Qaeda, because really it was Al-Qaeda in Iraq that kind of gave rise to ISIS, along with, well, I hate to say it, but our United States Marines. Yeah, the United States Marine Corps comes up as some of the early trainers of ISIS. You wonder where they got their military tactics from, ISIS, in the early days of their invasions of all these countries, by the way, which was met with no resistance by the president. A bomb here, a bomb there. Pretty soon those bombs add up to nothing, especially if they're bombed and off places. But, you know, for those of you that have been saying that I just don't know what the heck I'm talking about, let me remind you, the whole world knows. The whole world knows about this president and about him setting up ISIS. Yeah, everybody knows, except for the American public. We're just kind of in denial. But, you know, it's interesting because Rudy Giuliani last week started the ball rolling in the, I guess you would say, the mainstream media by way of Fox, came out and said that, well, it was, you know, the president's policies and Hillary's policies that helped to create and foster the growth of ISIS. Of course it is. But it wasn't only that. It was direct arms shipments that were brought in. To help create ISIS by the president. Yeah, through gutter and so on. Let's ask John Brennan about that. And boy, wouldn't, you know, it'd really be nice if we had any kind of, you know, Republicans or any kind of conservatives up on the Hill that would actually challenge these people about what they were doing. But it's so corrupt up there. The Muslim Brotherhood influenced by way of people like Grover Norquist is so inculcated just about all the Republicans up there. That's why the establishment Republicans are so panicked by somebody like Donald Trump, who can't be bought off by their money, by the Muslim Brotherhood money. But anyway, the president of the United States is not saying too much about the Muslim Easter massacre, if you will, of 72 Christians. That it was a direct result of this Al-Qaeda strike, and Al-Qaeda claims credit. So the terrorists do it again. First we had ISIS in Brussels, and then we had Al-Qaeda in Pakistan attacking Christians. Now, it's interesting because the president, releasing a press conference by way of John Kerry, Assistant Secretary and Department Spokesman of Public Affairs, John Kirby, right? Anyway, he comes out with a press release yesterday. It says, the United States condemns in the strongest terms today's appalling terrorist attack in Lahore, Pakistan. This cowardly act, which targeted innocent civilians in a Gulistan Ilbaku park, has killed dozens and left scores injured. Now, we modified this statement to reflect clearly what the State Department is trying to dodge. They don't want you to know, of course, it was Christians that were targeted. The innocent civilians at this park, this entertainment park there in Lahore, were Christians. And it was a Christian celebration of Easter is the reason why those people were there. But, you know, in Pakistan, they do have Christians. You know, Christianity is all around the world. And it is under assault, of course, clearly. This president doesn't like to mention the word Islamic terrorism now, does he? And he certainly doesn't like to, well, mention Christian genocide. We've had to take that and sort of pull it out of John Kerry, actually, to now where they officially say that, yes, out of the State Department, there is Christian genocide going on. And yesterday's a classic example of that. But, you know, you don't hear the president saying anything about Christians or Jews that are killed. Now, in all fairness, many Muslims were also killed in this blast, according to our sources. But I just want to bring it out that the leadership in this country is not with this country. It's not loyal to this country. And, you know, it's kind of interesting okay, we understand the mainstream media. They're all in. They don't want to. They want no muss, no fuss. They want to keep all their constituents happy. They want to keep that good Muslim money flowing in. And then, of course, they've got to preach the doctrine, right? Once you get paid off, you got to preach that doctrine. But it's kind of interesting. Some of them are starting to push back a little bit because they realize they're losing market share to people like myself and others that are out there telling the truth about what this president's up to. He hates Christians. It's pretty obvious. And I use the word hate. Especially, well, you know, Protestant Christians. That seems to be his focus, if you think about it. By the way, nothing said by this president or the State Department that I can see about a martyr. And I'm going to get into the Roman Catholic Church here. A priest was crucified over the weekend by ISIS. Yeah, you know, let's just make it complete. Where's the president on that? Where's anybody on that except us? You hear it not necessarily in the mainstream media, although some media outlets have been reporting it, I understand. And I haven't heard all of them. I haven't read all of them in the mainstream. But the ones I hear on a daily basis, you know, I just can't escape this news business. It's just 24/7 all around me. I do enjoy it. But, you know, there's some things that are just so stark coming from the mainstream media, they stick out like, well, two sore thumbs and two big sore toes and more. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297. 800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. What's the Pope doing about all this terrorism? It's a good question. He's scrubbing the feet of Muslims and kissing their feet. That'll really work. Now, those of you that are saying, well, you have to have faith. Okay. Show me why I have to have faith in this Pope. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I just, you know, scrubbing the feet of Muslims. Not really the best timing in the world to be doing that, I don't think. But that's what the Pope does. I understand the ceremony, the ceremonial aspects and so on. I get that. Timing is everything, right? Okay. Pope on Easter. This is a quote from the Pope. Because, you know, the Pope gets up there and says something every Easter, naturally. It's part of his job. He's got to be there and... St. Paul, he's got to be there in the square, and he's got to tell the people, the faithful. And, you know, I've never been there. I understand it's pretty impressive. It's got a big wall around it. Did you know that? I don't want to get into the Donald Trump Pope spat. Remember when the Pope complained about he's not a Christian, about Donald Trump? I mean, how obscene can the Pope be when he says that? I mean, if he says it about me, what an obscenity. Is it because I'm the wrong kind of Christian, I guess, is the question. I mean, he clearly does not doubt the president's a Christian, but all the actions in the world of that president says he's a Muslim. His sympathies lie with Islam. There's no question about that. Uses the prayer curtain behind him every press conference. Little poke in the eye. Calls ISIL. ISIL. Islamic State in Levant. Well, of course, what he does is sticks the eye of all Israelis with that comment because it dissolves the borders in his mind with this government, with the U.S. government backing by his word. The government uses the term ISIL, not ISIS, but ISIL gives them borders, gives ISIS a border, the Levant. Study it. Look it up, which dissolves the borders of Israel. That's why he says ISIL. The offense, I mean, the obscenity and the support of Islam is very telling with this president. So, 99% sure he's not a Christian like he says. He's lying, which is normal in Islam. So here we have the Pope out there saying that while proposing that it should be fought. Listen, this is what the Pope says, that he wants to fight ISIS. He wants to fight terrorism with weapons of love. Any other pope, I might be agreeing with him, but this guy is so all in with the terrorist, just like this president is. To say that he's not is pretty obscene. To say, you know, that you have a pope who is an extremist, in my opinion, and I think most American Catholics pretty much agree. I have not met one. I know a lot of Catholics that come from a Catholic family. I don't know too many that really like this Pope. I'm just setting it up because they agree there's something wrong with the Pope. You know, what really gets him is the climate change business, that he's all in on climate change and man-made global warming and all that stuff, just like this president is. In fact, you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I used to teach biological sciences, so I used to talk about the history of science in religion, because they're, you know, always, especially, you know, if you were believing in science, if you had to believe that the earth was flat, if you're a real believer back then, and you couldn't believe that there was, of course, a spherical world, and hence the term Flat Earth Society. I mean, because science, of course, disproved that the earth is round, right? Science disproved the earth is round? Listen to what I just said there. Science never disproved it. Science proved it, that the earth was round. You see, everybody back in the day in 1492, think about this, when Columbus sailed off to the west, headed west, out into the great Atlantic Ocean, they thought, there are people speculating he's going to fall off the edge of the earth. Fall off, where would he go? I mean, the gravity thing really, something about Newton, apples, you know, the gravity thing hadn't been quite strung out there yet. In fact, scientific thought was heavily suppressed by the Pope. Because how did they work it out between the spiritual world and scientific thought? So you had Newton, Copernicus, all these different scientific thinkers that were considered to be, quote, heretics to the Pope, to the Catholic Church, so they suppressed them. Many science-minded people back in the day were even killed, burned at the stake for their heresy. Because if the Pope or the clergy deemed your thought against the Bible, it was heresy. So they killed you. Think about it. I mean, the battle is huge. I mean, it's too big to get into right now. Someday I'll just break the whole thing out. We'll do a whole show, all 3 hours, on this whole thing about the schism, if you will, between science and religion, especially the Pope, the Catholic Church. So science was roundly condemned. And now today, it's very interesting to me because of all my years of teaching about science and teaching about pure science, raw data, being honest, scientific method, and the scientific facts, that I hear a president in this day and age, just modern day and age, when we know that the world is not flat, comes out and accuses people who have a different thought process than the Pope in the church about climate change, or him as the president, a person who never probably went to a science class. I can tell you right now, according to the information I have about his high school experience at Punahou High School, that guy never took a science class, or if he did, he was so stoned he doesn't remember one thing about it. Don't bogart that joint, President Obama. So how does he even know about science to be up there pontificating and lecturing to me as an American about science? He doesn't know diddly-do. He's stupid. He's ignorant, totally ignorant. And totally ignorant is proved by the fact that if you do not believe, as he believes, in climate change and global warming, just like the Pope, then you are a member of the, quote, Flat Earth Society. After all, you know less than him about science. And you see, this is settled science as far as he's concerned. It is settled science. He makes the statement over and over and over and over again. By the way, basic precept, teaching science 101 in scientific methodology, scientific principles, it's never settled science. Period. End of subject. Now, that speaks volumes of his ignorance. You know, I say this all the time, and I mean it. President Barack Hussein Obama, check out your periodic table of the elements. And by the way, how important is the element carbon? You know, that evil carbon and that big, huge carbon footprint. All this stuff is made-up science. That's the problem. It's made-up science in the minds of people like the Pope and his clergy around him, and his advisors around him, and this president, and, of course, the Al Gores of the world. Climate change exists every day. It changes. Global warming exists, and so does global cooling. And like I say, just to make it real short and simple, because we're on a radio show, and we're trying to demonstrate to you about how this whole science, global warming and cooling works, gee, when the Earth starts to warm up and it starts to become really measurable, you know what happens to the moon? It warms up too. And the other planets in the solar system warm up. And by the way, when the Earth cools, so does the moon and the other planets. You see, the sun is the major driver of whether we're warm or cool. Science 101. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
isn't undoing the UN, one community at a time. If Paul Preston.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, and we're back. I'm showing no mercy today. By the way, happy Easter. And I hope all of you had a very safe and wonderful Easter. And you celebrated Easter in your family way. Went to church. And so I went to church myself. It was nice to have good Christian fellowship. I enjoyed it. And he has risen, I guess you can say. He has risen. Okay, now, one of the things I want to mention, I'll mention this again, we're going to be talking quite a bit about whether or not you're getting your education on the Constitution. There's a lot of tea parties there now starting to pick up, and I'm trying to tell tea parties, be awake, your calling is to teach about the Constitution. This is one of the things that absolutely drives this government nuts. Is the Constitution. We figured it out. We figured the Lavoie Finicum death has really kind of prompted it, and so many great people out there that we have available to us in this country. One of them is Chris Ann Hall, very good friend of the radio show and also the Liberty Tour. She's been at every one of our Liberty Tours. We're coming up with a fifth one, by the way, which is going to be a barn burner. You do not want to miss out on this one. And we also have, by the way, if you go to our website, agenda21radio.com, and click on Liberty Tour, we have CDs available from the Liberty Tours, past Liberty Tours, and you can also get many of them feature Chris Ann Hall speaking about the Constitution. By the way, I'm not necessarily advertising that, but they're available to you. And the other thing, though, is if we're going to try and channel all Tea Parties in the nation to start teaching, offering classes about the Constitution. There's just so much good content out there. It's advisable. And then, by the way, we'll serve as a resource. We'll serve as a hub here on Agenda 21 Radio. We really would enjoy that. You can email me if you have questions at paul@agenda21radio.com, and we'll connect some dots for you about how you can get a hold of the content, put you in touch with Tea Parties that are starting to do this. We have two Tea Parties here in Northern California, the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, the one that started the whole thing, Nevada County Tea Party. And that it has gone gangbusters. Standing room only. People are wanting the classes and the courses because they get it. They get it. They understand that you have a runaway government. And it's not constitutional. Bureau of Land Management, as an example, not constitutional. And you see, this is what killed Lavoie Finicum. This is it, is that the virus was spreading in Oregon. That virus meaning people were learning in Oregon about the Constitution and, in fact, how off and how illegal and lawless the brown shirts from the Nazi. I'm going to say Nazi because they're Nazi. Yes, they kill people like Lavoie Finicum. They get them murdered, like Lavoie Finicum. They're Nazis. They're brown shirts. The federal agents are brown shirts. Just you have to get over it. That's just the way it is. They have been acting lawlessly for years. They don't. They follow. They make up the laws. They go along. They want to take your property. They do. Force you off your land, and seize it for the global elites, which is what we had in Bundy, which is what we have up here in Harney County. And it's happening all around the nation. Red River, Montana. I mean, it just goes on. Look at a map. Everything west of the Mississippi, 85% of the land is owned by the federal government. Owned? That's illegal for the government to own it, but they manage it. We call it manage. They call it owning it. And then they sell it off. It's kind of like, the Mustangs. The BLM rounds up all the Mustangs in the west. And then there's tens of thousands of Mustangs roaming around out there. They don't have any population management with the Mustangs, but you know what they do? They round up these beautiful animals. And they promote their reproduction out in the wild. And then they round them up. And they eventually sell them to horse brokers who ship them off to Mexico to be slaughtered and used for horse meat and sold over in Europe. The European elites who love horse meat. Where do they get it from? The Bureau of Land Management. It's a money hustle. It's corruption. How do you like that? That's our Bureau of Land Management at work. They don't like to answer those kind of questions from media people like myself. But, when you're a Nazi, we got to ask the question. And they sure act like Nazis in our own country, don't they? I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, they're in the horse business. They're in the horse trading business. We'll round up the usual horses, and we'll take them off to slaughter for the Europeans to eat horse meat. Yeah, that's what they do. How legal is that? It's not. But that's what they do. Now, the BLM can say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You must be a flat earther. Let's just stand behind the facts. We can roll out the facts about this all day long. But the Constitution stops that. That's why I'm putting in this notion, not even a notion, that if you are interested in getting classes started, I can put you in the right contact with the right people. We're not making money. This is important for our country. So the more we get engaged with this, and the way the teachings work, it's originalist. And you're going to be a constitutionalist. And by the way, there's some risk. I might add, when you become a constitutionalist, when you identify with a group like the Tea Party, and those of you that haven't been to a Tea Party group, I think it's hysterical. I have some liberal friends that just rage on the Tea Party. And when I bring up the fact, well, you know, come on to a Tea Party group and watch what happens. And I by the way, I can't miss this one. We had a meeting with the Tea Party, and I had a friend of mine who kind of snuck in the back. I didn't know he was there until I realized when I got up to speak, but he had been there. And he'd never been to a Tea Party meeting. It's one of these kinds that I had just said to him, because he rages on the Tea Party about extremists that the Tea Parties are, right-wing wackos, they're militia, blah, 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 they're going to kill. You know, they believe everything that, well, you know, Obama tells them. And so it was interesting because he said, you know what? He said, first of all, he said, the people in there aren't going to harm anybody. They truly love America. I said, yeah. And I said, what evidence do you have that they love America? He said, they all got up and said the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, and what else did they do? They said a prayer before the Pledge of Allegiance. I said, yeah. I said, isn't that interesting? When you have a group of Americans, they get up and say a prayer and then the pledge. And then, of course, he enjoyed the program. He enjoyed the program immensely. Because it was all about America. It was all about, we had a great speaker. The speaker came out and laid some constitutional things down. And afterwards, he said, I just didn't know any of this stuff. And I said, well, that's why you need to come more often to a Tea Party. I said, by the way, by entering that room, you've become, by this president's declaration, a domestic terrorist. And you're a danger to America. But Al-Qaeda and ISIS in America? Open border, baby. Just come right on through. Well, because that's ISIS headquarters, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay with us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to get the YouTube back up flying. I mean, we're laying down YouTube right now, but you're going to see me live on YouTube. And we've got some technical issues we've got to work through. Studio changes, actually. We're kind of waiting. And you know, when you do this business, sometimes you have to wait like a week, 2 weeks, a long time than you really want to. But, you know, hey, things pay off in the end. Okay, anyway, by the way, Red State Talk Radio, you can hear us there 6 hours a day and on the weekend and all that stuff, and it's actually, there's going to be some more expansions going on. We have other outlets that are starting to join up with us. KMYC 1410 AM is the home station here in Northern California, and you can also, we stream live from 7 to 10 there. You can listen to us. Also, TalkStream Live, we're one of the top 10 talkers in the morning from 6 to 9 Pacific, which is 9 to 12 Eastern, out of the 85 talkers that are listed there. So we're really proud of that here on Agenda 21 Radio. So that's really a nice compliment for our radio show. So all of you listeners out there, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you go to TalkStream Live, that's a pretty clean signal, as all of them are, but some are better than those. So KMYC 1410, you can listen to a 7 to 10 Pacific time at night. At night, and you might want to pick up on that one. Constitution, get involved. Okay, Glenn Beck. You know, I have, you know, I've kind of been resistant of the Glenn Beck conversation on radio. Now, those of you that know me, I haven't been, I have showed no mercy basically on Mr. Beck for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, see, I don't endorse anybody. Now, you might say from my tone and my way I speak that I'm endorsing one over the other. And some people have accused me of endorsing Bernie Sanders. No, I will never endorse a socialist. Come on. But, you know, I speak glowingly of him. Yeah, of course. Like Donald Trump. I speak glowingly of Donald Trump. The other ones, not so much, especially as they become more fortified with their, I guess you would say, as those candidates have become more fortified with the strength that they have derived from those Republicans, the establishment Republicans. Have you noticed the pecking order has kind of started to decline? First, it was Jeb Bush. All in, everybody's going to just elect Jeb Bush and everything's going to be cool. And then, you know, we'll have Jeb Bush. So we'll have basically Obama, we'll have Clinton, Bush, Obama, Bush, right? Well, what about Hillary? It's her turn, isn't it? Well, you know, so Jeb kind of got in the way. So now they're all in for, well, you know what happened? They went for, of course, what happened with Bush's campaign? I talked to a liberal yesterday. I have liberals in my family. And we're both howling over this. I mean, this is where the thing about liberals and conservatives, you know, comes together. So we're both howling because, yeah, I don't believe in the oligarchy thing. I don't believe in that one little bit, which is exactly what we've had with Clinton, Bush, and Obama. It's not any different. And if we get Hillary in, it's more of the oligarchy that is not working for our country. It's driving us nuts. It's driving us into oblivion, especially with all the unconstitutional acts. So we got talking about Jeb Bush's, you know, his campaign. And, you know, those of you that have been listening to the show, you've heard me say this. Jeb Bush went in reverse. He was the chosen one. And my friend agreed. He's the chosen one. And by the time we got Dodd talking, he said, this guy, he has $120, $30, $40 million from the get-go. He's the select one from the Republicans. And all of a sudden, he runs up against Donald Trump, who B-slaps him right away, goes right after, targets the guy. And he just cowers and quivers. And pretty soon, everybody, and this was our first clue, that the American public didn't like the establishment Republicans and don't even like the establishment Democrats, as, hello, Bernie Sanders. So all of a sudden, you got this guy going in reverse. He spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on advertising, and usually that works. But he just kept falling further and further back in the polls. So it was kind of funny. But now, you know, that's why I say I don't endorse candidates. So I just don't. You won't hear that from me. I'll go in the ballot box and vote who I want, and that's it. You decide, basically. That's the way I like to look at it. Now, some I'm going to, you know, praise where I can. I'll praise anybody, actually. I don't really care. Just so long as we're trying to stop Hillary Clinton. Now, there you go. Okay, there you go. So that's my opposition. Yeah, I am that way. Okay, that way you can say that. Absolutely say that. Okay, but Glenn Beck, this is an interesting article, says Kyrie Ellison, this is her article, How I Turned Glenn Beck into a Social Justice Warrior. I ran into Glenn Beck. I didn't meet him, but I actually watched him do his radio show at CPAC. It was kind of interesting. We'll have to talk off air about that. It was kind of interesting, though, to watch this whole thing play out. It says, Glenn Beck, a political commentator. This is her article. Milo Yiannopoulos. I can't say the name. I'm really sorry. Breitbart. Says, Glenn Beck, a political commentator and likely future Ted Cruz running mate, who now devotes his time to hyperbolic attacks on Donald Trump and emotionally incontinent pleas to Christian voters, has used the Easter weekend to attack the good emperor and me. You gotta love a story like this. In a post on his Facebook page dripping with self-righteousness, the former Fox presenter laid into my recent article defending Trump's tweets about Heidi Cruz, using touchy-feely purple prose eerily similar to the sort of things you'd read at everydayfeminism.com, Beck condemns my appreciation for Trump's crassness, arguing that when we hurt each other, we should step back and recognize it. This guy's deep. Even when he even accused the author, this is this Milo now, of adopting the same kind of ends justifies the mean attitude that led Hillary to abandon me in Benghazi. If Glenn cares so much about the victims of Benghazi, you'd think he would at least spell it properly. He left out the H in Benghazi, by the way. A little spelling error. You know, to an author, I mean, the guy who writes for Breitbart people, well, they get hammered on their spelling. I know that. But where's Glenn Beck? More about Glenn Beck in future shows, because it's not going to stop. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Man, this guy Milo rips Glenn Beck. I'm gonna, you know, we'll have the article up on Agenda 21 Radio, and you can read it. It's actually pretty funny. You know, I might read it. I might read it in the next hour, the whole thing, to kind of give it a little bit of emphasis. But, you know, when radio guys, in my opinion, come out and give support, it's not a good idea. It's at best a 50-50 proposition. And if you're supporting somebody down the chain, you know that they're going to get hammered. And by the way, I fault, and you hear me say this all the time, I fault Rance Priebus and Grover Norquist. They have manipulated the Republican Party establishment so that you have a circular firing squad, so you end up hating all your candidates. That's what happened in 2012. They manipulated the system. And you can listen to other shows and so on where I talk about this whole thing with Rance Priebus and Grover Norquist and how they got rid of Michael Steele, who was the winner in 2010, and then 2012, Rance Priebus. And now you got people, Newsmax and others, that are starting to come out and denounce Rance Priebus. Well, they must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. That's all I got to say. I've been denouncing Rance Priebus since 2012 wholeheartedly, because I figured out what he did with the circular firing squad, so to speak. And he did it again this year. And, of course, it was Donald Trump who said no more debates. Started out with 17 candidates. See, that's what it is. You load up the field. And then everybody gets, you know, fatigue just listening to 17 candidates. Nobody can say anything in the beginning. And then, of course, at the end, you're so tired of hearing what they're saying, you hate them. That's called the circular firing squad. Technique by Rance Priebus. But, you know, hey, I am just a radio guy, and I don't endorse a candidate. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back for more Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.com, paul@agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it.
It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.